Welcome back and welcome to another Today's Health Update. I am Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. I'm going to bring you a radio show today that I hope, enlightens you. I hope you begin to see the truth. Why? Because as I always tell you, only the truth will set you free. Actually, I didn't tell you that. Jesus Christ, in the book of John chapter 8, verse 32 says, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Well, I'm giving you the truth. And let me tell you something, there's powers that be out there don't want me sharing this information with y'all, but I'm going to because you deserve to have a good life, a life that the good Lord above wanted us to have when he gave us freedom and he let us have our own choice. That's how much he believed in freedom. You should have freedom of choice. And when he did, a lot of people chose the wrong direction. Of course, if you understand Genesis, you understand that there was two children born, Cain and Abel, and one of them was of Satan, and that's Cain, and the other, Abel, was of Adam, and he got murdered before he could reproduce. And that's exactly what brought on the bad things that's going on in the world today. We call them Kenites, and I'm not here to talk about that today. Today, I'm going to talk about issues and answers. But if you don't know the beginning, you can't know the end, so that's why I covered it for you. Now, a lot of you out there listen to Judge Jeanine Pirro. Love her. She's an incredibly good woman with a good heart. But this will go along with what I talked to you about yesterday. She says in blog, I guess you'd call it, she says they have a blatant disregard for the good of the people. She's talking about the people that's in power. She's talking about the people that's cheated in the election. She's talking about a lot of the politicians from around the world. She goes on to say, destroying people's lives is just a game to them. The more pain they can cause, the better the thrill. Children are just sentenced to them. They feast on the pain and fear, and the younger, the better. These people follow their own religion and use it for moral guidance. It's not the sort of religious teachings you folks would ever hear about. They perform sacred rituals that are sick and totally at odds with the moral fabric that binds most patriotic Americans. The worst part, it's an open secret in Hollywood, and everyone wants in on it. Folks, I don't want nothing to do with this atrocity, but there's people out there who don't care how many people they hurt just to get what they want. And that's where we are in America today. She says, we are in the last battle. This is the apocalypse. We're fighting for the salvation of humanity. We all knew this was coming at some point. I never believed it would come in my lifetime, but here it is. I suggest you follow Judge Jeanine Pirro. She's a great educator, a great teacher, and she believes in true freedoms, and she believes in the Constitution, which is what we believe in. But the issues that's going on in America today is the fact that they have got us convinced that they know what's best for all of us. They've got us convinced that they can deliver the only education that anybody should have, yet their education costs so much, almost nobody can afford it anymore. Yet it is an education that only teaches what they want you to know. There was a time in education when they wanted all of us to have the ability to think outside the box. Now, if you think outside their box, they will slap you down. They'll character assassinate you. They will destroy who you are, what you are, make it so you can't get a job. And now they've got it going on with the vaccines. If you're not vaccinated, you can't go to football games. If you're not vaccinated, you can't get in a hospital. Isn't that sad? If you're not vaccinated, you can't go outside your house. I mean, it's coming, folks. They're lining it up. So issues are there. The answers, there's only a couple of really true answers. One is get back in good moral standings with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with God the Father. We've got to do that. This country was founded on the belief in God, on the belief that God wanted us to be free. It's why they're called inalienable rights. In other words, no human's allowed to take these rights away from us because they were bestowed upon us by God Almighty. So there's an answer. Get back in the Bible. learn the Bible, study the Bible. Join us on Monday schools. It's every Monday on this radio station, and send other people there. Learn the truth, even the truth that you're not being taught in churches about the Bible and about God's Word. I'm not trying to destroy any religion. I'm not trying to stop you from going to any church or going and listening to any preacher. That's not my job. My job is to teach you the Word of God, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and on Mondays, that's what I do. And I use the Hebrew. I go all the way back to the Hebrew so that we can make sure the translations are correct. And when you find out that a lot of times the King James Version used English words, but they don't mean what the Hebrew words meant, then the picture clears up for you. Oh, so that's why. That's why I didn't understand that. That's what's happened to me. It is enlightenment. It is the truth, and the truth will always set you free. So part of the answers to the issues in the world today is turning back to God. I'm serious about that with every bit of the fervency in my body. I mean that. I'm passionate about it. So there's one thing. Issues like, let's start with education. You know, our education system should have never been turned over to government. It should never been just given to everybody. And I'm not saying everybody don't deserve an education. They do. But it should be made available to everybody. And now that the internet's here and everybody just about in America and around the world has computers, anybody can get information. But who's in control of the information now? The elitist, the Gates, and that bunch of people. They absolutely want to control what you are allowed to hear, what you're allowed to read, what you're allowed to see, what movies you're allowed to watch, where you're allowed to go, and they want to know everything you do so they can capitalize on that, and they're going to do it. They're going to do it if it kills them, which it may, because we're wising up. We're beginning to see the truth. The answer to that is, let's take our education system back. Let's take it out of the hands of the federal government, tell the federal government we don't want any more money for education. This state of Alabama, this state of Tennessee, this state of Mississippi, whatever state you live in, this state is going to create its own educational system, and we're going to get our children back to the truth. Now, we've got to also, that's the answer, is take our education system back. Now let's talk about poisons. They're poisoning us left and right. If you listened to yesterday's radio show, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, they're putting poisons in our water supply. Chlorine and fluoride. Fluoride makes us docile. If they want to make us so docile that we'll walk into the gas chambers like the Jews did, back in that day, all they got to do is keep raising the amount of fluoride they put in your body. It's a sedative. It will dumb you down. It'll make you slow. It'll make you not care. It'll make you follow instructions. So stop letting them do that. Buy you some good water filters that takes that stuff out. Clean it up. You know it's poison? Clean it up. If you had a cesspool that had erupted in your backyard and it stunk to high heaven, I guarantee you'd figure out a way to clean that up. Well, that's what's happening. Our society is crumbling before our eyes and falling apart. More murders, more rapes, more abortions, more everything going on. It's just sad that we've got in this condition. So what's the answer? Well, it's to know the truth, and it's to stop the government's control, stop the elitist control. They should not be in control of our lives. Now let's talk about money. If you owe a lot of money, then you are a slave. The Bible says that plainly. It says the borrower is slave to the lender. Stop borrowing money that makes it harder for you to pay back. I mean, if you get a $10,000 debt today and you're paying 10% interest or 15% or even 20%, and on some of them credit cards, folks, it goes all the way up. I've seen as high as 21%, and all you ever make is the minimum payment. It will take you 35 or 40 years to pay that debt back. That's how they do it. They want you indebted. They don't want you to ever get it paid back. They know that you live from paycheck to paycheck, so they know that you're never going to make more than the minimum payment so that you can squeeze by. That's slavery, and they've done it voluntarily. You volunteered for it when you borrowed their money. Get out of debt as fast as you can, and the way you do that's by working hard. paying more on your bill than is due, knocking it out, and don't create any more debt. Now, I know that's hard because, well, where am I going to live? What kind of a car am I going to drive? Will it hurt you to drive a 1965 Chevy for a few years and not owe nothing on it till you can pay cash for another one? Think this through. If you don't want to be a slave, you need to make sacrifices while you're young, while you can, and pay things off and get out of debt. That's debt's there, and it's created by the central western banks who print the money. It costs them almost zero to print it, to put it on a computer chip, and yet it'll show that you owe it and that you owe the interest, and now you're stuck. That's why if you read Proverbs, it tells you if you make an agreement with somebody, don't go to sleep that night. Go back and beg to get out of it before you fall asleep, before you even lay down to rest. Go back and cancel that debt. That's what it's talking about, folks. We don't want to be slaves, right? Now let's talk about our health. You know, they've been promising us for years and years and years that if we give the pharmaceutical industry enough money and enough time, they'll cure every disease known to man, yet you can't show me one cure they've accomplished in 60 years. Not because they can't, it's because they ain't. They're not going to cure something that creates a huge amount of income for them. You want to know the truth? The truth is, like we told you on our Wednesday program, Jan Marie and I told you how to start fighting back, how to support the systems that's breaking down. If you've got a system in your body like cardiovascular issues that's holding you back, putting you on drugs, making you have surgeries and stents and all that other stuff, then fight back by knowing the truth and supporting your health naturally. If you believe they've got your health in mind, you've lost your mind. They make money off sickness. You think they want to cure sickness? They do not. Stop waiting for them to find cures. Start demanding that they release the cures that have already been found out and been used and proven to work. I mean, it's out there. Read Dr. Rath's book, Why Animals Don't Get Heart Attacks But People Do, and you'll find out that all heart disease basically is preventable and 98% of it's reversible. Don't you need to know that? Well, of course you do. Why aren't the schools teaching it then? Because it don't pay them to teach that. It's all about money and control and power for these evil people. Our college institutions are evil today. They got a bunch of socialist, communist pigs working in there that are just worthless. What they're teaching don't amount to nothing. I mean, it amounts to nothing except more and more slavery. So what is the truth about health? The truth is that your body has to have proper nutrition. They have destroyed our food supply. They make sure the nutrition's not in there. What little nutrition is in there will keep you alive, but that's all it'll do. It will not stop you from forming disease. If it did, there would be no diseases today. But our food is poisoned. They're using chemicals in it that should never be allowed in the food supply in the name of preservatives and pesticides. Oh, we got to do it for your good. If we don't put these preservatives in there, you're going to get food poisoning and you'll probably die. We got to take these precautions. Oh, and you know, if you don't let us spray pesticides on the crops, the bugs will eat all the crops and you won't have nothing to eat and you're going to die. Oh, and you know, it just goes on and on, folks, that we've got to have chemicals in our wood before we can use it in a house, because if you don't, it could rot and fall on you and you could die. Have you caught the theme there yet? What do they sell? They're selling you on death. Yet they're trying to make you believe that they're giving you the answers to keep you from death. They scare you with death and then they tell you they got the answers. They don't have the answers. If they had the answers, we would not be sick. We would not be the sickest nation on earth. We would not be the one nation, the United States of America, the most prestigious, richest, wealthiest, biggest freedoms of any country on earth. And guess what we've bought into? We bought into the scheme. And that's what it is, that they should be. The FDA thinks they're the only ones that should have any say about what you can consume or what drugs you can take or use or what surgeries you can have. The FDA is an evil organization that's been bought out, even though they're a government organization. They are at heart evil and been bought out, period. Otherwise, we'd be finding cures. Have you noticed, too, that they've rigged the system. How'd they rig the system? Oh, they set it up so that you have to do a double-blind controlled placebo study before anything can be put on the market, yet they ignored their very own rules with the COVID-19 vaccine. What a joke. How stupid do they think we are? And folks, you are stupid unless you know the truth. But what happens when you know the truth? Well, here's the answer. When you find out that your body does have the ability to self-heal, in other words, heal itself, your body knows how to right what's wrong, your body knows how to manufacture new cells, healthy cells that are just as healthy or maybe even healthier than the ones that were there before, that you don't have to age at such an accelerated rate, that you can live to 120 years of age. When you find out the truth, folks, things change. You know, when you know the truth, you'll start taking better care of yourself. But you got to remember, too, their poisons that they're putting in the food and in the air and in the water are addicting. They're addicting things. They get you addicted to the taste. Our children are so addicted to taste that they won't even drink water. Our children are so addicted to taste that they won't eat vegetables and fruits anymore. Oh, no, they got to have that high fructose corn syrup sweetened slop that they put on the market today for our kids. And of course, we aren't parents anymore. We aren't standing up for our children for what's right and tell them, you're not eating that garbage. You're not drinking that soft drink. When you get to be old enough to make your own decisions and make your own house payments and pay your own car payments, then you can make your own decisions in that area of your life. But till then, I'm going to make those decisions for you. You're not bringing soft drinks into our house. You don't find soft drinks in our house. We don't allow it. We block a lot of things from coming in our house because we know that they are not right, that they're just pure sugar, which is what? Addicting. They're putting our kids on Ritalin and drugs for ADD and ADHD, which is caused by our food supply and lack of nutrients in it, and it's caused by the chemicals that's in the vaccines that's causing autism and all that other stuff. They don't want you to know the truth about that, but that's what's causing it. So what do? They convince us that it's for your own good. It's for your child's own good. And if you aren't willing to put your child on it, then we're going to have DHR come out. We're going to take them out of your home because you're abusing your child. What kind of insanity is that? Who would have more? Who would have more interest in your child's well-being than you? Yet they want you to believe that they are more in your child's well-being. No, they're not. They want your child to be a slave throughout his or her whole life. That's what they're doing to us. That's what they're doing to everybody. So the answers, know the truth about your food. Know the truth about your water. Know the truth about nutrition. I mean, if you've got a system that's breaking down, let's say you've got type 2 diabetes, that means you're probably still producing enough insulin. That's why it's called insulin-resistant diabetes. But the receptor sites are so clogged up that the insulin can't get in there to lower your blood sugar. Well, wouldn't it be nice to know about I3C with DIM, indole-3-carbinol with DIM? If you knew about that, you know it'd clean the receptor sites out. If you clean the receptor sites out of a type 2 diabetic and put them on Sugar Shocker or the Healthy Sugar Combo, in a little while, let me tell you something, it ain't long till they're not needing as much medication. It's not too long after that they may not need any medication, especially if they'll add a little exercise, common sense eating habits. Miracles can take place. Why? Because God designed the human body with the ability to heal. And when it gets the raw material that it needs, it will heal. So the answer is knowing which nutrients to take. And there's no better way to find that out than to contact the people who've been in this business for 30 years. And that's Nutritional Healthcare. At the end of this show, it tells you how to contact them or to go to one of our stores. We don't mind sharing information. That's why I never charge people to sit down and talk to them and go over their diagnosis with them and teach them how to support that particular part of their body that's breaking down. That's all you got to do. Once you understand how to reverse a process, then you can reverse the process. And when you reverse the disease-causing process, you reverse the disease. Does that make sense? I'm trying to get people to understand the truth. Issues and answers. Yes, they convinced us we need to take God out of our lives, out of our schools. We don't need to pray in public. We don't need to pray out loud. And folks, the further we move away from God and the truth and His love, the more bound we're going to become, the more problems we're going to have. It's just that simple. Be careful with your children, what they read, what they're allowed to read, what they learn in school, what they're allowed to learn in school. They're going to try to manipulate their minds so that they have control of them and you don't. Parents, grandparents, listen to me. They want to control every aspect of your life and your child's life. Let's don't give them the opportunity. Let's take control. Issues and answers, folks. There's so many issues out there. One issue about your health is vitamin D shortage, deficiency. So many people are being taught by the American Medical Association that all you need is about 40 to 45 parts per million of vitamin D in your blood. Wrong. Average man needs at least I'd want mine at 100. I try to keep it there, and it's not that hard with vitamin D5000. A woman should be at 90. Don't let them tell you any less than that. I had a gentleman come in this week. I talked about him. He had gotten his up to 78 in just 2 months taking vitamin D5000. And it's like I say, you can get vitamin D5000 and take 5,000 IUs of vitamin D every day. Listen to me, every day for 200 days for $20. I'm not asking you to spend a fortune like the drug companies want you to do that mark their products up 60-70% or more. I've seen drugs marked up as much as 4,000 times. It's insane what they're getting away with. So now, what is the issue? The issue is that they're not giving you the truth. What's the answer? Start finding the truth. Find places like this radio show. Find people like Judge Jeanine, like Donald Trump. Find people who change people's lives by giving them the truth. Remember, under Donald Trump, the borders were closed for the 99% effect. The unemployment was down. Wages were up. Taxes were lowered. Everybody had more freedoms. We were able to function in society till all of a sudden they lied to us about a COVID virus that had a 99.6% survival rate if you got it, and they called it a pandemic, which is a lie, and they shut an entire nation down, not just our nation, but other nations, to the point that now we're going the wrong direction. Now, what is an issue? They want our country to go broke. Who are they? Western central banks, the elitists, the powerful people, because if they can make us go broke, they can then take over the entire world. And once they got control, they will take your guns away. Once we don't have any guns, they will control your life at the point of a gun, because them and their cronies will be the only ones who are allowed to have a gun. Does that make sense to you? I hope it don't. I hope you're beginning to see the picture. So what's the answer? Fight for your rights to bear arms. Don't ever let them take the First or the Second Amendment away from us. Another issue is them censoring us. That's them shutting us up. They don't want us to know the truth. They don't want us to share the truth. They're trying to stop every bit of the positive, powerful information like God out of our lives. It's the issue is they want to censor us. What's the answer? Absolutely be. Do like I do. Refuse to be censored. I'm not shutting up. They'll have to cut my throat for me to shut up. And I'm not saying they're not capable of it. They would in a heartbeat if they thought they could do it and get away with it. But I want you to be prepared to fight. We are getting ready for the biggest fight that's ever been. As Judge Jeanine said, it's coming and it's here and it's not very far off till they're going to be drawing lines in the sand, and you're going to have to decide whose side are you on, and they're going to be powerful. I'm going to give you one more issue. You better know the end time when Satan sets his feet on this earth, and he's going to. We are in the fifth trump. We're going into the sixth. How will you know it's the sixth trump? Because in the sixth trump, not Jesus, but Satan will set foot on this earth. He'll come in to save the world. He'll come in to change our financial woes. He'll promise everybody that your education debt will be cleared, that all your debt will be cleared. He'll want to reset all of the money issues. He's going to try to start it all over. He's going to sound so good. The Bible tells us that he'll look like Jesus, act like Jesus, perform miracles like Jesus did, snap his fingers and lightning will flash out of the air. He's going to be a powerful. He's going to be the cutest man you've ever seen in your life. He's going to be so beautiful. And if you're all whacked up into sexual connotations, you're going to fall for that man. You better be careful. It's the sixth trump. Satan comes first. Jesus don't come till the seventh trump. But those who bow down to Satan and follow him because of all of his promises, listen very closely to what I'm about to say, you will be doomed to follow Satan right into hell itself. I can back everything I said biblically right to the letter. It's in Genesis. It's in Revelation. I'm telling you, it's all there. So what's the answer? To remember the seventh trump. That's when Jesus Christ appears. How will we know he appears on earth? Because when he sets foot on earth, it's going to create a war, but all of these old physical bodies are going to be exchanged for our spiritual bodies, which last forever. So if you're still in a physical body, that's not Christ. That's how you'll know. Folks, you've been listening to today's health update. God bless all of you. I hope he blesses you with abundant health.